Is that safer than this one?
That's safer than here.
Okay.
Much safer.
So, Steve, she says it's safer to be where that guy in the hat was.
Yeah.
That was one of my main spots I knew I wanted to shoot. It hasn't erupted since 1700s, but like if there was ever an earthquake where it shook the land, we'll have you posed with everything coming up behind you. We had done our research in advance, and I knew without a doubt I wanted someone with that volcano behind them, seeing the steam.
Twist towards me slightly.
Yes.
There you go. Bring your left shoulder around a little.
You look amazing. You know, we were able to get Pamela on the other side of the railing, and it allowed us to get this really unique shot with the steam popping up. It was stunning.
We are staying at the gorgeous Coconut Bay Resort on the southern tip of the island. There's been no shortage of entertainment, as this morning I tried my hand at kite surfing, took a nap by the pool, and even summoned the courage to go down the Coconut Cannon, the slide at the resort's very own water park. Plus, I just met Baby Red on one of the private horseback riding tours. This place is amazing.
Coming here, we've just been so welcomed by the staff here at Coconut Bay.
We got to do a lot of excursions, which actually got to bond us differently than our past trips.
Going horseback riding on the beach was an experience I never thought I would get to have.
I actually had never ridden a horse before, and I got to do it with a lot of teammates, so it was a really cool experience to have together.
Thank you!
We got to go kite surfing and paddle boarding.
The waves were crashing and everything, and you had to paddle against the wind, and it was taking you one way and you had to go the other way.
It was a little rough at times, really hard to keep your balance, but after a while the waves kind of slowed down and we kind of smooth sailed from there.
Oh my.
Right, did you see the movement on the bar that they were doing?
We were kite surfing and I was excited but a little nervous. We practiced, we kind of got the feel of the kite in the wind. We used a smaller kite first.
I'm thinking I'm going to go out in the water with this kite, and I ended up standing on the beach with this little kite, just trying to steer it, and it was actually really hard. And then he got out a gigantic green kite, and he put that up, and it about blew me off the ground.
We actually got to experience each other's competitive side.
We were wound. The adrenaline high was unlike any other. You didn't want to hurt your teammates, but you were so excited to see the paint go everywhere. And it was just a bunch of fun.